Shvius Per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, 3:3. There are two basic versions, girsos, of this text in the Mishnah, and therefore I'm going to say it the Mishnah twice. First, as we have it in front of us, and second, according to the Bar Tanura, since we have fidelity to the Bar Tanura in this shir. So the Mishnah reads, it's a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah. Osa Adam Esadeo Shalosh Shalosh Ashpatos Lebesa. A person may make three separate compost heaps or dung piles in his field per base saw. We said that already, that's Tanakh Mishita. Yasar Mekan, if you want to do more than three, so we said that was not allowed according to Tanakh Kama, but Rabbi Shimon did allow it. But here we're saying Rabbi Shimon is qualified by saying, if you want to make Yasar Mekan, make more than three in the base saw, so then Machatziv, you have to dig out some earth first. The word Chotzev is like to quarry. So you take a little bit of a layer of the ground first, which would indicate that you are not fertilizing, but rather making a storage facility in your field. And that's what's happening here. Machatziv, first you hollow out some of the ground, and then you can make a big pile there, a fourth pile, if you wanted to, in the base saw. That's Divrei Rabbi Shimon. The Chum Osrim, the Chum say, no, you can't do that. Ad Yamik, unless you dig deep, shlosha, meaning three tefachim deep. So the Tanakh Kama holds, and the Chacham holds, that you can't put more than three piles of dung or compost heaps in your field for every base saw. And if you're going to, you have to first not just dig a little layer out of the ground, as Shimon said, but you'd have to dig a three tefach deep hole in the ground, which it's like a foot deep almost, 30 centimeters deep almost. So then that would indicate you're clearly not fertilizing or making a big area to store your dung. Then it would be okay putting more than three in a base saw. Or alternatively, ad shiagbia shlosha, if you would make a kind of platform in your backyard and that was three tefachim high, so then again, by making the platform, that indicates that you are not planning on fertilizing the ground. You've made a special area to store dung, compost heap, and that would be okay to put more than three of those per base saw, since they're offset from the field, and it's clearly you're not doing it for the sake of fertilization. Yeah, that's the girsa we have in front of us. The Bar Tanura's girsa doesn't have the word machatziv, and that being the case, it seems he just says it's mutter, according to Reb Shimon. So the Mishnah would read, Osa Adam Esadeo Shalosh Shalosh Ashpatot Lebesa. Tanakh Kama holds just three piles of dung per besa. Yasser Mekan, but more than that would be okay. No word machatziv there, according to Bar Tanura. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says more is okay. The Chacham say, no, you can't. Ad Shiyamik Shlosha, Ad Shiyagbiya Shlosha. The Chacham say, well, you can't put more than three per besa unless, as a caveat, you could if you first dig a hole that's three tefachim deep or make a platform three tefachim high and then pile up the dung and refuse in that designated area. Then you can have a fourth area in the base saw. So according to the way we have it here, the first half of the according to the way we have our gear start with machatziv, the machlokus between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakh Kama is how, if you're going to add a fourth pile in your base saw, if a simple clearing away of some ground is sufficient, or no, that's, Reb Shimon says, yes, it is sufficient, and the Chacham says, no, it has to be three tefachim deep, what you clear out, or three tefachim high. According to the Bar Tanura's pshat, it's simply Reb Shimon is saying, you can put more than three, it's not a problem, they're big piles, and the Chacham says, no, you can't, unless you dig a three tefach deep hole, or three tefach high mound, in which case, a platform, in which case you could put more than three in a base saw. Fine. The Mishnah continues on by saying, Osa Adam es Ziblo Otsar, a person can make all his refuse in a single gigantic storage area. Meaning, we said that the issue was, back to the Tanakh Kama, we want to have as few piles is better because it looks less like fertilizing, and bigger piles is better because it doesn't look like fertilizing. So if you have a single pile, it's a massive one, of course it's okay, says Tanakh Kama. Rabbi Meir's Oser, Ad Shiyamik Shlosha, Ad Shiyagbiya Shlosha. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't even do that. Rabbi Yossi says, you're supposed to make three separate piles per base. If you want to have a single pile that's just massive and keep on putting it all over there, you may not do that unless you first dig a hole three tefach deep or make a platform three tefachim high and then make your massive mound on top of that. Now, Rabbi Meir is only restricting the scenario where there is more than 30 containers full, each of the lesech, in a single mound, meaning if you are putting up to 30 containers, each of a lesech, in a single mound instead of three mounds in a besa, that's okay, even according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir is objecting if it gets even bigger than that. I'm sorry to tell you that I don't understand why Rav Meir has that prohibition. And I looked and I don't see an answer to that question anywhere. It may well be that he has some other consideration about that's how it looks as part of the fertilizing process or something like that. I don't know. In any case, halacha does not follow Rav Meir, so that's not the issue. The issue is lemaisa, halacha lemaisa has nothing to do with that at all. We still have one shita to go, and that's the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria has a concern that if you move small amounts of fertilizer into the field, bit by bit, you may never get to the requisite 10 containers full, and you'll just run out, and it will look like you had a small layer of fertilizer in your field, and you were indeed fertilizing your field. Therefore, he says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Oser, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says, no, you cannot bring less than the full 10 bucket full at any one time, ad sheyamik shlosha or ad sheyagbiya shlosha, unless the dumping site where you're putting this dung is offset from the main field, either by digging the three tefach deeper into the ground, or a raised platform for tefachim, which clearly indicates that it's not your normal field that you're putting fertilizer into for the sake of fertilizing. O ad sheyiten al hasela. Or alternatively, the place where you can pile up that dung is on bedrock, stella's bedrock, because then it's evident to everybody that you're not fertilizing any fields because nothing can grow on bedrock. So that is a safe place to be piling up slowly, dung without looking like you're fertilizing your field.